Being a chef means keeping your cool in the kitchen. It's up, it's up. And with Resi Priority Notify and Global Dining Access through my Amex Platinum card,
right this way,
it's nice to try someone else's food for a change. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
It is getting that time of the year. It's Miller time. You don't need a watch or a clock to tell you. It's Miller time. Weather gets a little bit warmer. All of a sudden, the beer gets a little colder.
It's beer cracking season.
Okay. I don't know if it says that on the calendar. Miller Lite, great taste, less filling, tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Patrick, or you can find it pretty much anywhere that sells beer. And as always, please celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces. Fewer calories and carbs than premium regular beer. Miller Lite.
Seton, what if I told you there's a bacon, then there's number one thick cut, tastes like a touchdown in your mouth bacon?
You must be talking about Wright brand bacon, because they are not playing when it comes to the premium quality of their bacon.
It's thick cut, hand trimmed, and real. Wood smoke, real. And you can tell.
So why settle for average bacon when you can have the real stuff?
That's right. And if you're looking to upgrade any meal, try Wright brand bacon. That's called Wright brand bacon. You won't regret it.
Experience bacon the right way.
56% of job seekers say the biggest challenge is finding a job that matches their qualifications. This according to an Express Employment Professionals Harris Poll survey. The job search can be lonely, but Express Employment Professionals can be your one connection to finding that job that fits you. Each year, hundreds of thousands of people find work through their local Express office. Find the location nearest you at expresspros.com. No fees for somebody seeking a job. Visit expresspros.com.
You are listening to The Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
It's hour two on this Friday. It's a meat Friday. It's also Seton's birthday weekend, officially on Sunday. In case you're wondering, meat Friday lineup. We have steak tacos, chicken tacos, chips, and guac. Who has it better than we do?
Nobody.
You can be part of the program, variety of ways, emails, tweets. You can dial us up, all the above, 877-3DP-SHOW. Email address, dp@danpatrick.com. Twitter handle, @DPShow. Told you a couple of days ago about Charles Barkley and what was going to happen this week, meeting with Greg Norman, and wasn't sure if he was going to be able to keep his sponsors, and wasn't even sure if he's going to be able to stay at TNT. Well, Andrew Marchand of the New York Post broke the story about Charles Barkley, also about David Faraday, and a lot of detail there. Charles is going to play in the event, a pro-am event that's going to be in New Jersey, and still hasn't decided what he's going to do. I've been told that he's going to go to the LIV Tour, and Gary McCord is another broadcaster, formerly of CBS, good friends with David Faraday, and they might be teaming up as well. More on this story coming up here in a moment. It's the biggest party this summer. Brock Lesnar challenges Roman Reigns for the undisputed WWE Universal Championship at SummerSlam, streaming live July 30th at 8 p.m. Eastern, only on Peacock. Seton, poll question from hour one, and does it live into hour two?
Well, I think we might have a slight tweak to it, as a matter of fact. Okay. Would you rather be the fastest man in the world or a Hall of Famer in the sport of your choice? Right now, 89% of the audience want to be a Hall of Famer.
Okay.
So maybe we take that out, and if we did fastest man in the world or heavyweight champion of the world, that feels a little more apples to apples, if you will.
Okay. How long am I the heavyweight champ? How long am I the fastest man in the world?
Exact same time frame.
So a year.
Sure.
1 year. I want to be the baddest man on the planet. So I'm the heavyweight champ. But, do I want to be Tyson Fury or do I want to be Usain Bolt?
I feel like if you're the heavyweight champion of the world, everywhere you go, somebody wants to fight you.
Well, you always have to take the same picture. You have to put up, you're like, hey, champ. And then you got to, shadow box with somebody. Everywhere Ali went, he probably had to do that. Hey, champ. And because I was around Jerry Cooney. And Jerry Cooney, who famously fought Larry Holmes. But every time you'd be around Jerry, you'd just say, hey, Jerry. He put his hands up and start shadow boxing you. It's not like if you see Usain Bolt, that like he has to run a little bit. It's just like, I get paid a lot of money to run. Yeah, Paulie.
There's two things here. Usain Bolt's record, 9.58. He did that in, I think, 2009. Yeah. And no one's really gotten that close to it. It could be around for another decade. He's what, 13 years into that record? Yeah. He may have an easy 10. But how about this for the boxing one? Is it the boxing heavyweight champion or is it the UFC champion for the baddest man in the world? I think right now people would defer to the UFC champ over the boxing champ. Popularity-wise.
Yeah, popularity-wise. I'd still rather be the heavyweight champ of the world than I'm Randy Couture. Like, if there was one heavyweight champ, then maybe. It just, you know, there's something about being a boxer. You get in the ring and you're standing up and you're going to knock somebody down. Not that you, hey, can't wait to get on the ground and wrestle somebody or pound their face. This is just you, me, and, you know, there's no gimmicks here. Hey, I'm a good wrestler. I'm not a good boxer. Hey, I'm a good boxer. I'm not a good wrestler. It's just, I'm going in there and I'm going to knock you out. So I would say heavyweight champ of the world. Yes, Todd?
I think the average person would be like, that's the champ. It's the champ, as opposed to, that's the guy that runs faster than everybody else. I would almost say that you have to go 5 years heavyweight champ versus 10 years.
Well, nobody says, hey, that's the guy who runs fast. It's, that's the fastest man in the world.
I think boxing would win overwhelmingly to the point where you would have to
everybody say, runs, not everybody boxes. Everybody runs. Everybody's run.
I think most people are much more impressed and, of course, intimidated by the champion of the world as opposed to.
Well, I think you're selling Usain Bolt short. That's the fastest man in the world. Billions of people. Household name. Yeah, Paulie.
Nobody can run away from a fight faster than Usain Bolt. Think about that. He doesn't get hit by anybody.
That's true. That's true.
Like, if he was scared, he'd be like, I'm out of here, and he's safe as a kitten.
Yeah. All right, we can go with that. You want to?
Yeah.
So you're the heavyweight champ or you're the fastest man in the world?
Yeah.
One year?
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Let's see. So we'll hear from Charles Barkley. Kyler Murray's got his new contract. His annual salary is almost the same as the Oakland Athletics payroll this year. So he signed the 5-year deal, $230 million. And the Oakland A's drafted him 9th overall in 2018. The Athletics are spending $48.5 million this season. So if you only look at the 26-man roster for the A's, Kyler Murray's annual salary is actually higher by about $4 million. The question now is, what happens with Lamar Jackson? Do the Ravens rubber stamp a contract that's a little bit nicer than what Kyler Murray signed for? Do they maybe wait a year? What's that going to mean for Lamar Jackson? How's he going to feel about that? He's accomplished an awful lot. Kyler Murray is not. Lamar Jackson, MVP, 3 playoff appearances. Kyler Murray has a playoff appearance, but not much more than that. So the going rate, probably when Deshaun Watson got his money, and it's now, underneath that, considerably, it's the guaranteed money with Deshaun Watson. All right, 877-3DP-SHOW, email address dp@danpatrick.com, Twitter handle @DPShow. College football in a state of flux, USC, UCLA ditching the Pac-12 for the Big Ten, Oklahoma and Texas, they are headed to the SEC eventually. And a lot of people are upset. Coaches, you know, they are trying to bite their tongue. That ended this week when Pitt coach Pat Narduzzi took a few jabs at the state of college football on a local podcast. You know, it's one of those where you go, oh, it's a local podcast. And all of a sudden, it's not a local podcast. It's just a podcast. And then it can go national. Here's Pat Narduzzi, the Pittsburgh head coach, talking about how they would do if they played in the Big Ten.
Michigan State gets their butt kicked in. And I tell you what, it's at least a 14-point difference if Nick Patty plays the whole game. So I can tell you that. That's how I feel. We talk about Big Ten and SEC and ACC, and Richard, you're going to get me going here on this. You know, if that was one of the best Big Ten teams last year, then, yeah, you know, let's go to the Big Ten and win it every year. Okay, so I want to hear about this Big Ten dominance and SEC dominance.
All righty. That's courtesy of Bazzi's Black and Gold Banter. That is a local podcast. And Narduzzi was unimpressed by Michigan State in the Peach Bowl. And, you know, so the claim is if they're one of the best in the Big Ten, then the Pitt Panthers could switch conferences and win the Big Ten every year, which caught a lot of people off guard. Pitt lost to Western Michigan last year. One double-digit winning season since 2010. Since his arrival in 2015, the Panthers 1-6 against Big Ten opponents. What Pittsburgh did last year was impressive in the bowl game, and Pat Narduzzi is trying to write a check, and I don't think he can cash that when it comes to we'd dominate in the Big Ten. We'd win the Big Ten. Slow down there, cowboy. Slow down. Yeah, Paulie.
I think I could top that. At SEC Media Days the other day, Clark Lee, the head coach of Vandy football, said, quote, "We know in time Vanderbilt football will be the best program in the country."
What country?
What? He didn't say football program.
Yeah. If they played in Jamaica,
right,
they're going to be the best football program there.
That's gutsy.
Charles Barkley, topic of conversation. He was on SiriusXM PGA Tour Radio from Monday night, and he talked about the meeting with the LIV Tour and Greg Norman.
Well, I got a call from a friend about 3 weeks ago. Says, "Hey, can I give Greg Norman your number?" I'm like, "Sure." And clearly I knew what it was about. And he says, "Hey, Charles, I'm out of the country. I'll be back Monday, the day after the British Open." He said, "Will you sit down with me?" And I said, "Sure." And he says, "If we can do it Tuesday or Wednesday." I swear, I'm in Alabama until Tuesday. "I'll meet you Wednesday." The meeting's Wednesday in Atlanta. We've not discussed. I don't know what the hell they want me to do. I'm looking forward to the meeting. So that's all I can tell you. I don't know. He didn't give me any specific. He just said, "Can he sit down with me?" But I'm really looking forward to the meeting.
All right. He had some other things to say about how TNT, his employer, would respond to this.
"I have no idea how TNT is going to respond. I don't even know if they'll let me do it."
How long is your contract for?
I don't even know if Chuck? I would have. I mean, I might have to resign from TNT. And then I know my sponsors. I know some of the guys have lost sponsors. So that's why I say it's a lot of conjecture and stuff out there. I wish I could get somebody some answers, but I won't know anything until Wednesday night.
Then he talked about how much money is going to be involved, because he may have to give up all of his sponsors. More on that in a moment, but here's Charles talking about that.
"If I'm going to lose TNT and lose my sponsors, it would have to be something crazy come out numbers-wise. I mean, because I got a great job, I got great sponsors, but like I say, I'm taking this meeting. I got no idea what Greg's going to say to me. But I'm pretty sure he was like, if I'm going to lose TNT in my commercials, it would have to be a ridiculous number for me to move on."
So he's got 3 years at a total of $30 million left on his TNT deal. So $10 million a year. I don't know what he makes from his national sponsors, but he's got Subway, Capital One, Dick's Sporting Goods. Let's say that's 10. So let's say Charles goes, "To get me to go, $25 million, maybe $30 million. Not far-fetched. But I'm wondering, if I'm Charles Barkley or his agent, I'd be saying to Greg Norman in the LIV Tour, "Do you see all the publicity that he's generating here? Let's up it to $50 million." Because you can't argue that Bryson DeChambeau or Dustin Johnson are more valuable than Charles Barkley. They're different. I mean, TNT uses Charles on golf. When you had Brady and Rogers, the match, they used Charles in there. I don't know if that's enough to get you to watch. I don't know if it's enough for them to get a TV deal. Andrew Marchand of the New York Post has done a great job with this story. He talked to Barkley, and he'll join us coming up here in a moment. But I was told 2 days ago that Charles was going to join the LIV Tour. I was not told by Charles. I want to make sure that I get that clear. I was not told by him, But I was told by somebody who is certainly in the mix with all of this. And he pushed back on people saying it's blood money and basically said that, you know, the higher you get up on the food chain here in this business, you're taking blood money from somebody. He talked to Michael Wilbon, Mark Cuban, Ahmad Rashad, and Bryant and Greg Gumbel. He said those are guys that have been with me throughout my career, and he wanted to talk to them about this. But Charles Barkley is going to play in the Pro-Am and at the end of this month in New Jersey, the next LIV Tour. But he said it's semantics. I'm a Nike guy, so I'm not going to do the thing where I pick and choose what I'm outraged about, where my money comes from. I just don't think that's fair. I think that makes you a hypocrite. And then he goes on to say, and let's be fair, all these golf tours have played in Saudi Arabia and China. Also, isn't Subway trying to expand into Saudi Arabia? I think they've been working on that for a little while here. So I don't know if Subway's going to have a problem with Charles with the LIV Tour. Yeah, Paulie?
If you were CBS, NBC, Golf Channel, would you counter? And I know you can't afford more, but what if you countered and said, hey, Charles Barkley is interested in calling golf. Let him do it for us. You lost David Faraday. Bring in Charles Barkley if you're NBC. Just to do golf.
I love Charles, but Charles in a gimmicky situation works because he can have fun. I don't want Charles, you know, at an event where it's serious. I mean, Faraday lightened things up. You know, with the dialogue there, his dialect. I mean, he had fun with some things. But it even feels like NBC kind of marginalized him and moved on from David Faraday because he used to be a really big deal, Faraday on the Golf Channel. But I don't want to hear Charles in a serious moment. I like it when it's fun. And this might just be one of those, I can't pass this up. Why would I? $50 million to do this. And then if I'm TNT, I'd keep him. Yeah, I'd be like, I can't let him go. But he's also got a three-year deal with them. And that's probably the last 3 years of his contract. Last 3 years of his career doing NBA. But he doesn't know if he has to give that up or not. Andrew Marchand, great reporter for the New York Post. He will join us coming up, kind of fill in the details here. When Charles makes the announcement, I think he's in agreement with me that Charles is going to do this. We'll take a break. We got more phone calls coming up. We're back after this on the Dan Patrick Show. Panini America, the official trading cards of the Dan Patrick Show. By the way, today's a big day. The Donruss Optic cards released nationally. NFT marketplace at PaniniAmerica.net/blockchain. They got everything here. Our friends at Panini America have the cards you're looking for. Hottest rookies, biggest superstars, all-time greats. And these are the official products from the NFL, NBA, UFC, NASCAR, and La Liga. You can see what's on sale now. Also, the newest UFC NFT release. You pull the top fighters or a special NFT that will send you for a VIP experience to UFC 278. Share your cards in the public gallery. You can complete challenges to earn exclusive award cards and build a wish list for items that you love. Panini NFT trading cards, giving collectors the opportunity to pull autograph cards, memorabilia cards, rare inserts. I mentioned the Donruss cards. They will sell out fast. Go to PaniniAmerica.net. The official trading cards and NFTs of the Dan Patrick Show. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
All right, everybody, game off. Let's pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying. Flag on the play. You've already talked about that. But there's just so much more good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build up each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock.
And there's so much more to get. You can get unique stickers. You could trade with friends to compete albums for big prizes. There's cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. I was always a battleship guy. You know, you get those pieces, like there was the hat, there was the shoe.
Oh, same.
There was the, I was always a battleship guy or the car. You know what, too, is funny about a battleship? It's one of the only Monopoly pieces that you find that's not just a household item.
Wow, you know, I mean, even thought about that.
Yeah, most people don't have a battleship at home, but you have a car, you have a hat, you have a shoe, you have all those things. Anyway, you could also get hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. That's always fun. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their own unique mini games like digging for treasure or a robot Pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that will help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies.
There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it for free right now on Google Play or the App Store. Game on.
It is getting that time of the year. It's Miller time. You don't need a watch or a clock to tell you. It's Miller time. Weather gets a little bit warmer. All of a sudden, the beer gets a little colder.
It's beer cracking season.
Okay. I don't know if it says that on the calendar. It's a beer that strips away everything you don't need and holds on to what matters the most. It's a light beer that tastes like beer. That's why I reach for a Miller Lite. And it's less filling. Only 96 calories. They've been doing this since 1975. They have perfected it. You know, that summer afternoon, we're coming into that time of the year, be like, oh, man.
Crack one?
Yes, or two. Don't look at your watch. Don't look at the clock. Don't look at the calendar. You know. Miller Lite, the great taste, less filling, tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Patrick, or you can pretty much find it anywhere that sells beer. Celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces, fewer calories, fewer carbs than premium regular beer. Miller Lite. Did you ever play the over-under game with your friends? You know, think I can eat that slice of pizza in under 30 seconds? Or, I don't know, take over a minute to down a 2-liter? Well, if you have, then you're going to love Pick 6. It's the new fantasy game from DraftKings, an official partner of the NBA. Here's how you play it during the playoffs. Pick between 2 and 6 players and choose if they will have more or less of a stat, rebounds, points, assists, and more. Also, you track your picks, play against others for a shot to win at some big cash prizes. Download the new DraftKings Pick 6 app now. Use the promo code DPSHOW for a chance to win huge cash prizes. That's code DPSHOW. Only on DraftKings Pick 6. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 18 plus in most eligible states. Age varies by jurisdiction. Eligibility restrictions apply. Pick 6 not available in all states, including but not limited to Connecticut and New York. For up-to-date list of states, visit dkng.co/pick6states. Void where prohibited. See terms at pick6.draftkings.com/promos.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
This family takes turns, turning heads. Brains, beauty, and athleticism, all they need now is for you to drive them off the lot. Mercedes-Benz family of SUVs, a family of unrivaled vehicles waiting at your local dealer. I mentioned this earlier in the week, the time frame of Charles Barkley meeting with the LIV Tour, also his thoughts, also the possibility that Gary McCord would be joining the LIV Tour, and McCord's good buddy David Faraday has also already announced that he is joining the LIV Tour. Andrew Marchand has been at the head of this story more than anybody else. New York Post sports media columnist, co-host of Marchand and Oran, the sports media podcast. You spoke with Charles. What was your feeling that what he was going to do with the LIV Tour?
He said he'd love to do both Turner and LIV. That was kind of ideal for him. Obviously, it depends on how much money they're going to offer him. I reported and Charles confirmed that he makes $10 million a year from Turner. Then you add his endorsements, which I don't know that number, but you got to think 3 to 5 maybe. So LIV's going to have to come with a big number. That said, I think Turner knew that the market has changed with the Tom Brady, $375 million deals. Troy Aikman, Tony Romo making 18. You got the greatest studio analyst of all time, iconic show inside the NBA at 10 million. Again, it's a lot of money, but they kind of knew that I think a new deal was coming anyway.
I got to figure to get Charles' attention, maybe $25 million. And if you look at what he means, I mean, look at the publicity he's generated. Far more than Dustin Johnson or Bryson DeChambeau. I mean, Charles could renegotiate right now in the past couple of days to say, look at all the attention that I'm bringing you. I guess the curiosity of this is, will TNT allow him to do this?
So he's Charles Barkley, right? This is different than if it's me, right? He's so important to inside the NBA. They do have a good relationship. And I think ultimately, if he says, look, I want to do Live, I don't think they're going to say, they're not just going to let him go, right? They're going to either offer more money and give him a huge say, hey, look, we'll match the money or come close to it. And you just have to do your regular job. And you get a huge raise and it works out for you. Or they say, you know what? We'll let you do these events, but we want you on inside the NBA. Maybe you change the schedule a little bit, but not that much. I think it's possible. I don't really see a scenario where Barkley's not on Turner. I'd be really surprised if that's the final where we end up here.
I wondered that he did the interview with you. He did an interview with the PGA Tour podcast, almost kind of sending up that trial balloon to say, let me kind of guess which way the winds are blowing here. Did you get any sense of that, that he sort of wanted to get feedback before he makes the decision?
Yeah, he's very smart and he's his own man. So I don't know, like, there could be a method to, you know, the whole thing of what he's doing. If you were trying to kind of get some more leverage with Turner, this would be a good way to approach it. But I do think he's interested in it. I mean, he's going to play in the Pro-Am next week at Trump's Bedminster Golf Club in New Jersey before their next event, which is going to be a scene for sure. And that kind of made sense to me. Again, I don't know if he thought this out, but, you know, that's going to be because of Trump, because it's near New York and 9/11. There's going to be a lot of attention on that. And I don't think the attention really is going to be on Barkley that much, you know, a little bit, mm-hmm. but it'll be more on the golfers, more on Trump, more on the event, and kind of, he's already kind of, then he'll put his foot, you know, that, you know, okay, I've played with their, with this group. And then if he were to go, I think it kind of lessens it. And I will say this, is the other thing that I think is very, like, everyone in media should follow Charles, because, like, I asked him every question. I don't think, you know, I think I asked him every question and he just answered them all, right? He even brought up, you know, because his big thing that everyone takes blood money. And he even brought up, Nike, which endorses him, like no one else would do that, right? Only Charles Barkley. But I do think it helps him just to answer the questions, because he's already answered his questions and what he thinks. And you can disagree with him, you can agree with him, whichever, but he's explained himself. And I feel like the golfers especially just have done, you know, they're not Charles Barkley, but they just had no answers and they knew the questions were coming. You think you'd have a little bit more of some answers.
How do you get your money out of Barkley if you're the Live Tour?
I think they already have. Like, I think, okay. I quite honestly, you know, a part of it, like, you know, when you read the article I wrote and you hear his reasoning, like, you, again, you might not like it, but at least it's coherent and makes sense of what he's saying. He's pointing that other people are in business with the Saudi-backed, you know, the same group that's backing Greg Norman and Live. And so that's one way. I also think he adds credibility. And in his dinner with Greg Norman, Norman told Barkley, this is according to Barkley, that he thinks they're going to get a TV deal. You bring in Charles Barkley, it helps you get a TV deal. Again, best studio analyst, sports analyst of all time. That helps you have credibility. You have Faraday already in. You already brought in Arlo White. You have a credible broadcast. It's not a bunch of like no names doing this. This is a good broadcast they could potentially have. Now, you know, if you're a huge golf guy, do you want to hear from Charles Barkley? Maybe, maybe not, but he is fun and he's a very entertaining guy.
Yeah, I like him when it's gimmicky golf, when it's the match and it's Rodgers and Brady and he can lighten them up a little bit. Some comic relief. The Live Tour, okay. I mean, I would have him play in every event. You know, that, like, if you're going to have fun with him and have him mic'd up on the course and have him interact with players, something like that. As far as the TV partner or media partner, who are you hearing might carry the LIV Tour?
And Dan, let me just, I just want to piggyback on what you just said. He did say that with his talks with Norman, it was more of a smorgasbord of things. It doesn't seem like he's going to do straight analysis. So it does sound as if, like what you're, the kind of how you said to use them, that might be where they're thinking. In terms of a TV deal, now I think they've met with everybody, you know, just to sort of, you know, kind of have an initial meeting, you know, people take meetings, but I don't think anything's there yet. You know, a lot of people have pointed to people who have relationships with the PGA, maybe they wouldn't be interested. So you look, you know, Turner internationally with the merger, they do have a relationship with the PGA, but, you know, Turner, that makes some sense. Maybe Fox, you know, I don't think Greg Norman and Fox really ended on great terms, but when you think about distribution, right, this isn't going to be a big money deal, right? We're not talking, you know, the NFL type billion-dollar deals. This is going to be, you're not going to have to pay that much. And the more top golfers that go, this is becoming a legitimate business. And it's not, I don't, the focus that we're on now is probably going to fade, because just the questions will stop being, because there's not going to be more answers. There's not, and the questions will kind of stop eventually, at least to a degree. And so, and I think getting Barkley, let's say they bring in Barkley and his sponsors don't drop him, I do think that kind of changes the game a little bit.
Well, I think Subway's trying to branch out into Saudi Arabia, so I don't think that they're going to be dropping him. And I mean, he could do commercials there. Capital One, I don't know if they're going to kick him to the curb. We're talking to Andrew Marchand, the New York Post sports media columnist. David Faraday felt like he had been marginalized a little bit by NBC and Golf Channel. Used to be very, very popular there at age, what, 62, 63. Probably thought, you know what, grab a paycheck, have some fun, right off into the sunset. What was the reaction from NBC when Faraday decided that he wanted to leave?
Yeah, they let him out pretty... seems easily. Like you said, they canceled his Golf Channel show. He wasn't as vital on their broadcasts. He came over from CBS, what, maybe 7-8 years ago, where, you know, he kind of was at his peak. I don't think he was really happy with them. And then, like you said, I don't know the exact numbers for what Faraday got, but it definitely was a substantial raise, the amount, and less work, you know. So it's, when you, again, getting, there's a political aspect to this and a civil liberty and, you know, the killing of a journalist. There's a lot of really serious things. And so I don't want to make any light of those. But when you just look at it in terms of what his day-to-day life is, it's more money and less work, and probably will be more of a focus in terms of, you know, how the broadcasts are presented.
It's a great concept. More money, less work. You know, a lot of people, I think everybody is looking at that. I'd sign up for that. No, I wouldn't. I wouldn't go to the LIV Tour. The NFL broadcasting look, how will it look differently this season?
It's going to be massively different. I mean, let's start with Monday Night Football. You'll see Joe Buck and Troy Aikman there. That was a huge move and another big money move. Aikman signed a 5-year, $90 million contract. Buck signed a 5-year, $75 million deal. So they leave Fox, they go to ESPN for Monday Night Football. Monday Night finally kind of stabilizes that booth after a long time of kind of going with different folks. At Fox, they're replaced by Kevin Burkhart, who's one of the more likable guys in the business, who moves up from the 2 slot to 1. And then Greg Olson will be his partner. And then Tom Brady's in the on-deck circle, waiting to be the number 1 when he finally stops playing. You go to NBC, they let Al Michaels go. They wanted to go with Mike Tirico. So Mike Tirico is now your play-by-player on Sunday Night Football with Chris Collinsworth. They also have a new sideline reporter, Melissa Stark, in for Michelle Tafoya. And then Al went to Amazon, which is going to be probably the biggest story. You talk about all these things. I think Amazon, this is an historic thing for sports media and how you watch games. Amazon's going to have exclusive rights to Thursdays, and it's going to be Al Michaels and Kirk Herbstreit in that main booth.
This is a serious question.
Okay.
Who has more money, Amazon or the LIV Tour and their backers?
I mean, that's a good question. I would say the Live Tour seems to have more money to spend. Like Amazon still, they kind of have a business going. And so, you know, they've been on some deals, like Champions League is coming up and I think they're going to go heavy for it. But like, and you know, like Amazon, Apple can just spend whatever they want. It's not really going to impact them, but they treat, I mean, as they should and why they're so successful. I mean, they treat it as businesses. The Live Tour at this point, I've had people, you know, in the golf TV world, not really feel like this. They really have a business plan here. So I would say they have more money to quote burn.
Did Chris Collinsworth get a bump in his pay that's up there with Tony Romo and Troy Aikman?
Chris Collinsworth, yeah, I reported that before. So NBC did a good job kind of locking him up. So Chris Collinsworth's going to have to make do at a mere $12.5 million a year, working, you know, 5-6 months on that. Wow. So he's not getting the $18 million, but he boxed out Drew Brees and got a new deal for 12 and a half. And he's also, I think, doing very well with that PFF. I think that's doing well. I think that's going to be, is going to be a moneymaker for him.
How did NBC miss on Drew Brees that he was, like, was he brought in to be the heir apparent for Chris Collinsworth on Sunday Night Football?
I mean, they'll claim no, but obviously yes, right? Like, if he nailed it, he was great in studio and then was awesome on Notre Dame games. Now, I would say this. I don't think Drew Brees is as bad as everyone made him out to be, right? Like, I don't think he had a bad playoff game. It was a tough spot. He hadn't done NFL games. It did move a little quick, and he sort of – it was very strange down the end. It was just Tirico talking. It was just an odd, bad broadcast. That said – plenty of people have had bad broadcasts and have good careers. So I'm not as low on Drew Brees. I also wasn't as high on him coming out. He just doesn't seem to have that personality that you want. You know, I think he could be like an Aikman type, who has a little more personality, but kind of gives you that, you know, real quarterback X and O's kind of thing. I don't know. I think Brees, he's not going to end up at Fox. I think if he wanted to stay in this, the move was to go to Fox and be the number two and reestablish yourself. Maybe he does a little, you know, a game or three with Amazon and some kind of, you know, quarterback thing. But I don't know. The chip, it might have sailed a little bit, because if there's a number one job, Drew Brees is not getting that. So unless he's willing to take a two, I don't think we're going to see him in the booth.
Good to talk to you again, Andrew. Thank you. Have a good weekend.
Thanks, Dan.
That's Andrew Marchand, New York Post sports media columnist. How about career salary? Could I do career salary Amazon versus the backers of the Live Tour?
I'm going to need a second. Let it play out.
All right. Career salary. I thought the Saudis had $600 billion.
Checking.
Rough estimate of $600 billion.
Okay, I have Jeff Bezos, who owns Amazon,
yeah,
at $148 billion net worth. Oh, $148 billion.
That's nothing.
Seton's going to help me with this one. Yeah.
That's... Okay, where's Elon Musk in all of this?
He's not involved in this one as of right now.
Well, I'm just saying, I was curious where he is to Jeff Bezos, because he kind of just blew right by Jeff
Bezos.
Did he? I think so.
Really?
Yeah, torched him.
Yeah.
Torched him.
You better start lifting to keep up with Bezos. Did you see him shirtless?
Oh, I know.
Elon's got to get a little sun.
Yeah. Oh, I know. I saw him on that yacht, and I'm thinking, whew, I got some, like, I'd put mayonnaise on him. It looked like he had mayonnaise on him. The SPF, he's like, you sure he's not Irish? Yes, Todd.
I'm looking at a number of $235.8 billion for Musk.
Okay.
Okay, so $148 billion for Jeff Bezos and Amazon. I have the Kingdom of Saudi Arabia net worth of $1.4
trillion. Okay.
And so $1.4
trillion,
let me do my math here.
Yeah.
I think that would be more than 10 times what Jeff Bezos is worth.
But now the public investment fund, which is what's actually funding Live Golf,
okay,
right, is about 600 and something billion. That's just the money that they're spending.
So the four times Jeff Bezos' net worth.
Correct. Correct.
Why didn't they just buy the PGA Tour? Right? Just buy the tour. If it's sports washing, Just do that.
You thought Charles was fun at the casino before. Wait till he signs this deal. Charles is going to be like going over there. They got casinos all over.
How long does that money last? That's what I want to know. All right, we'll take a break. We got phone calls coming up after this. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Hey, it's Ben, host of The Fifth Hour with Ben Maller, along with my trusty sidekick, David Gascon. Would mean a lot to have you join us on our weekly auditory journey. You're asking, what in God's name is The Fifth Hour? I'll tell you, it's a spinoff of The Ben Maller Show, a cult hit overnights on FSR. Why should you listen? Picture, if you will, a world where we chat with captains of industry in media, sports, and more every week, explore some amazing facts about human nature and more. Listen to The Fifth Hour with Ben Maller on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcast.
All right, everybody, game off. Let's pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying. Flag on the play. You've already talked about that. But there's just so much more good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build up each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock.
And there's so much more to get. You can get unique stickers. You could trade with friends to compete albums for big prizes. There's cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. I was always a battleship guy. You know, you get those pieces, like there was the hat, there was the shoe.
Oh, same.
There was the, I was always a battleship guy or the car. You know what, too, is funny about a battleship? It's one of the only Monopoly pieces that you find that's not just a household item.
Wow, you know, I mean, even thought about that.
Yeah, most people don't have a battleship at home, but you have a car, you have a hat, you have a shoe, you have all those things. Anyway, you could also get hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. That's always fun. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their own unique mini games like digging for treasure or a robot Pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that will help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies.
There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it for free right now on Google Play or the App Store. Game on.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
You've probably put this off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has the tires that will elevate your game. Touring tires for commuting comfort. How about performance tires for sporty handling? All terrain if you're going on and off-road adventuring. Go to TireRack.com and get started. You're not sure where to begin? I suggest the easy-to-use tire decision guide. Get a personalized tire recommendation, the right tires for how and what and where you drive. Choose from the full lineup of Toyo tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They bring the tires to your home or office and install them on site. Go to TireRack.com/Dan. You'll see the Toyo test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews. And be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/Dan. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports. Like, a lot. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my live sports and docs in one app. Like Giannis, The Marvelous Journey, and the National Women's Soccer League, both included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. All in one app with one password. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
Ground ball through the left side. Will it get through? It's backhanded, and nobody's at second base. That's where Connor Falefa threw it. No one was there, and the Astros win it as Bregman scores. 3-2, the final. J.J. Matuszewski, the hero.
That's courtesy of the Astros Radio Network, KBME. Discover some great things with the Discover credit card. We can talk about how tough it is to redeem credit card rewards, how banks make it complicated. Not with Discover. Redeem your rewards for cash in any amount at any time. That's amazing. Learn more at discover.com/reward. Redeem rewards. Terms do apply. By the way, stat of the day brought to you by Panini America. This season, the Yankees are 2-5 against the Astros. They're 62-25 against everybody else. Against everybody else. Against everybody. Stat of the day.
Here comes that
what?
Stat of the day.
Sky was falling in New York yesterday. The Yankees dropping a doubleheader to the Astros. Aaron Boone's like, hey, guys, slow down. It's July. It's not October. A couple of phone calls in here. By the way, it's a Seton's birthday sale, danpatrick.com. You buy one shirt, get another one 50% off as we celebrate Seton O'Connor's birthday. A lot of great items there. Let's see. What do we have? RJ in Colorado. Hi, RJ. What's on your mind?
DP. So happy to be back. How we doing?
Great. Yeah, great.
I got a few things, and then to finish off with a request. First off, Seton, the most happiest of birthdays to you. You know your ability to help me get through some tough times, so you definitely get a phone call and a very awesome day to you. All right. But here's something that happened. My good buddy Troy from North Dakota, who calls in all the time, him and his awesome wife just had a little baby girl a few days ago, Jill. And after making sure she was okay and everybody's healthy, the next text we send to each other is we can't wait for her to start learning sausage off. And she's maybe 75 hours old. So that's the impact you've had on all of us.
Great. Well, thank you. Thank you, RJ. Raising the next generation here. With certain slogans where you go, what's that mean? You got to listen to the Dan Patrick Show. Jeff in Detroit. Hi, Jeff. What's on your mind today?
What up, though, Dan? One time for chat row, two time for my backbone bros. Happy Me Friday. It's kind of funny because I'm calling to also talk about the effect that the Dan Patrick Show is having. At an auto parts store yesterday, a guy in front of me getting ready to pay for something, him and his buddy, he rips out his wallet. All you hear is... And his friend looks at him and says, did you tell your drawers or something, man? What was that noise? Dude had a Velcro wallet. And I'm sitting behind him laughing hysterically. I'm like, oh, my God, this guy has a Velcro wallet. And dude, honest to me, he just takes it as a bit. He says, well, anybody that has a Velcro wallet still has dial-up service and a MySpace account.
All right. Well, thank you, Jeff. Paulie has his Velcro wallet.
Wire to wire.
We are trying to develop our own Velcro wallet here. Research and development, R&D, working on that. Very niche. How many Velcro wallets do you think we'll sell? Once we start selling the DP Show Velcro wallet.
Over under 12 and a half.
12 and a half. I'm going to go over. I'm going to go over 12 and a half Velcro wallets. Yeah, Paul.
You know, the people who need the Velcro wallet are you guys out there who are just being bothered by women who get too many girls bothering you. You're too good. Like Leonardo DiCaprio, Adam Levine, it'll just slow down the influx of women.
You think if one of those guys, Leonardo DiCaprio, goes to a bar,
right,
and he goes, hi, ladies, and they're like, oh, Leo, hey, I got your drinks here. And then they go, wait, is that a Velcro wallet?
It'll just slow things down. Like Hemsworth. What's his name? Liam Hemsworth?
There's a couple of Hemsworths.
All the Hemsworth need these.
Yeah. Jason in Nebraska. Hi, Jason.
Hey, Danny and Danettes. Love you guys. A couple things, Danny. Just wanted to give a shout out to the fine city and state of Atlanta, Georgia. My family and I visited there last week, and just a great place, great hospitality. I'm pretty sure I saw Al in Atlanta on Wednesday's game, the afternoon game against the Mets. So great time. And also just shout out to Panini. Once again, those Donner's Optics, Danny, you and you guys, you'll want to look for two things. You want to look for any rated rookies and you want to look for parallel cards. And what those are the borders. So you want to look at the different colors for the borders. So that black Jimmy Garoppolo, look at the back of the card, and it might have a number like 11 of 99. A purple colored border. It'll be something of 49. Those are very valuable because that means only 49 of those were made. I think somebody pulled out a green Justin Herbert. You know, there's the base cards, and then there's those parallels. The parallels are worth money. Dan Marino, Seaman pulled the Dan Marino, and that's got like a sparkle. So just look at the back of the cards. Not necessarily for the number in the top right-hand corner, but in the bottom left-hand, there's a gold, like it'll show you, of those parallel, like 49, 199, 99. Those are valuable. Go Panini.
All right. Love well, thank you, Jason. Seton, do you have the Dan Marino card?
Yeah, it's 36 of 125.
Ooh.
Let's go.
All right. Happy birthday, Seton.
Thanks, pal.
Yeah. That's your present.
This LaDainian Tomlinson one, though, not worth as much. No offense.
Mm. Trey in Wisconsin. Hi, Trey. What's on your mind?
Hello, Dan. 6 foot, two bells.
Mm-hmm.
I've got a pie to the face bet with my buddy from Wisconsin, Brett Trolson. I've got the Las Vegas Raiders winning more games, regular season and playoffs combined, than his Green Bay Packers. I was wondering if anybody wanted to get in on that.
The playoff part of this. Does anybody want a piece of Trey in Wisconsin? Trey going with the Raiders, not his home state Packers. Todd, you look like you're ready to load up and take that bet.
He's saying the Raiders are going to win more regular season games than the Packers.
And postseason.
Yeah, I don't see that happening. I'll take
right.
that bet.
Trey, Fritzy's in it for a pie to the face.
I'd love no more than to see Fritzy take a pie. Thank you, Dan.
All right. That's how it works. Pie slam-a-jamma. If you take part in that, we send you a pie slam-a-jamma t-shirt there. There's a lot of love for the Raiders. ESPN, I thought, spent 2 days on just talking about the Raiders. Every show, it felt like. Every NFL show, it was like, let's talk about the Raiders. They got a lot of great weapons. Got a new coach in there. You got Devontae Adams in there. Hunter Renfrow, Max Crosby. Josh McDaniels as your new head coach there. Derek Carr came out and said, hey, nobody's talking about it. I was going to say, Derek, turn on ESPN! They won't shut up talking about you guys.
Everybody doubted us. Yeah. Nobody believed we could do it.
Klay Thompson's still saying that. Fritzy, will you tell Klay Thompson, shut up. I picked you to win
you
it
did.
All at the start of the year.
That. I don't know where he gets this stuff from.
What would Klay Thompson say, Marv?
It's a mess game.
Final hour coming up. One more item as we close out hour two. Thanks to people like you, the Tunnel to Towers Foundation delivers on its promise to do good and never forget the sacrifices of America's greatest heroes. Heroes like Misota's Familia, who couldn't wait to join the NYPD to protect her family. She proudly wore a uniform, but was ambushed and shot in the head in the line of duty solely because of that uniform that she was wearing. She survived by three children. Genesis, 20 at the time of the murder, became the sole guardian and provider for her twin siblings, Peter and Delilah. They were 12. Thanks to your generosity, Tunnel to Towers gave her children a mortgage-free home. For some families, the foundation brings the comfort of knowing that they can stay in their home, where they made those memories with their fallen loved ones. For other families, the foundation enables new memories to be cherished forever. Help our nation's greatest heroes and their families. Donate $11 a month to Tunnel to Towers at T2T.org. That's the letter T, number 2, letter T.org. Thank you.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
All right, everybody, game off. Let's pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying. Flag on the play. You've already talked about that. But there's just so much more good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build up each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock.
And there's so much more to get. You can get unique stickers. You could trade with friends to compete albums for big prizes. There's cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. I was always a battleship guy. You know, you get those pieces, like there was the hat, there was the shoe.
Oh, same.
There was the, I was always a battleship guy or the car. You know what, too, is funny about a battleship? It's one of the only Monopoly pieces that you find that's not just a household item.
Wow, you know, I haven't even thought about that.
Yeah, most people don't have a battleship at home, but you have a car, you have a hat, you have a shoe, you have all those things. Anyway, you could also get hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. That's always fun. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their own unique mini games like digging for treasure or a robot Pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that will help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies.
There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it for free right now on Google Play or the App Store. Game on.
Live Nation presents Concert Week. Now through May 14th, get $25 tickets to over 5,000 shows. That's up to 75% off a summer full of your favorite artists, like 21 Savage, Alanis Morissette, Cage the Elephant, Celeste Barber, Dierks Bentley, Fade, Hootie and the Blowfish, Janet Jackson, Kidz Bop Kids, Meghan Trainor, Bizzle Fuma, Sarah McLachlan. Get tickets to more than 5,000 summer shows for just $25. Until now through May 14th. Visit LiveNation.com/Concert Week to learn more and plan your summer with Sean Paul, Sum 41, 30 Seconds to Mars, oh, and Two Door Cinema Club.
With your Amex card, entertainment benefits like special ticket access and pre-sales to select can't-miss events while supplies last, make every tap music to your ears.